USA Radio News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said Wednesday that illegal immigrants released into his state will be sent by charter bus to the steps of the U.S. Capitol.
We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
The move comes after the Biden administration said it will eliminate the Title 42 expulsion provision. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer revealed the timeline for the Senate confirmation of President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson. The confirmation vote will take place around 1:45 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. The procedural vote to end debate on the nomination will take place at 11 a.m. Eastern. And 31 countries plan a big release of emergency oil to ease gas prices. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
More sanctions have been slapped on Russia.
The United States, G7 allies, and European Union are imposing more sanctions on Russia for invading Ukraine. Banned are new investments in Russia and blocks on Russia's largest bank. Also, new sanctions on President Putin's adult daughters. It should be noted the Biden administration continues to allow Russia's biggest oil producers to operate, financing Russia's war effort. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
The U.S. House voted on Wednesday to hold two advisors to former President Donald Trump in contempt of Congress. The vote impacts Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino for defying subpoenas from the committee investigating January 6th. Lawmakers voted almost entirely along party lines except for Representatives Liz Cheney from Wyoming and Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
Day 3 came and went, and still no verdict in the case against four men accused of plotting to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Jurors will return Thursday to continue deliberations. Adam Fox, Barry Croft Jr., Daniel Harris, and Brandon Caserta are charged with conspiracy. Congress heard from oil executives on Wednesday and pressed them about price gouging.
On Wednesday, a House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing to examine potential price gouging by oil companies. Testifying remotely at the hearing, Chevron Corporation's CEO Michael Wirth says that Chevron is investing in increased production in America.
We do not control the market price of crude oil or natural gas, nor of refined products like gasoline and diesel fuel, and we have no tolerance for price gouging.
During the hearing, Democrats without proof accused the oil company executives of gouging consumers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
U.S. federal health officials said they're facing a tight timeline to accumulate enough data on a COVID-19 vaccine reworked to address new variants. The Politico reports late spring is emerging as a deadline for a fall vaccination campaign. And Ray Allen, an actress who starred in The Sopranos, has died. She was 95. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.